Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. Grammy-winning recording artist Robert Mirabal from Taos Pueblo has a new album, and it's full of a lot of movement. As with many of his songs, Robert's connection to his home community is once again providing an array of color and life to a vibrant musical canvas called The River. Many of the compositions on this album have melodies that tell a story. Today we're inviting you to explore this album that also features the New York string quartet Ethel, right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. U.S. lawmakers hope to create institutional change at the Indian Health Service with a bill meant to protect whistleblowers, increase oversight, and implement leadership changes. The legislation was discussed at length in Rapid City, South Dakota last week. Lee Strubinger talked to a few people following a Senate Indian Affairs Committee field hearing Friday and has this report.
Several hours of testimony and hearings on what it's like to receive care from IHS was meant to give lawmakers an idea of the culture at several Great Plains area hospitals. Congressional officials say the conversations will help shape the IHS Accountability Act of 2016. David Plume from Pine Ridge calls the bill progress.
You know, I hope that it improves the quality of health care. It's a step-by-step process. Certainly isn't going to happen overnight, but, you know, this is... I've heard them say some things that I've never heard our elected officials say before. That is promising to me, but it's a wait and see also.
Plume says he agrees that resources need to be better utilized, but he says Congress also needs to properly fund the IHS. Danelle Smith is an attorney for the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska. She says she expects the bill to pass, but IHS regulations have been created before.
IHS has not always implemented them fully or in the way that they were intended. So that's going to be the key. And how timely is that going to be? Because we have these patient care issues happening now, today. And so the solutions need to be fast. And we can't sit around and wait for a year for regulations to be developed before anything happens. In the meantime, you know, we have patients that are dying on the road and not receiving the care that they deserve.
Smith says the bill is a good first step, but she doesn't believe more funding can happen until the IHS is accountable. An official with the Department of Health and Human Services says they are moving aggressively to strengthen the delivery of quality care at IHS facilities, and lawmakers have vowed to fix the issue of mismanagement. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in South Dakota.
Hundreds of people attended a recent meeting in Winnipeg called the Pathways to Reconciliation Conference. The gathering comes 1 year after Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission issued its report on the impact of residential schools. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
That commission also made 94 recommendations, all of which the federal government has pledged to implement. But Chief Robert Joseph says getting that done, as well as addressing the high rates of poverty, disease, and incarceration among Canada's Indigenous people, is not a short-term project and will require years of ongoing effort. About 400 people attended the conference held at the University of Winnipeg, among them residential school survivor John Custer from northern Saskatchewan.
I like listening to other people's stories. It is where when I learn from other people, I could pass it on to my grandchildren, and it helps me in a healing process.
Native leaders do say there are encouraging signs in addition to promises made by the federal government. They include more money for First Nations housing, education, and employment, and steps taken to give Native people more control over child welfare. The conference also heard from Indigenous leaders from other countries who said more work is needed to maintain public awareness and address inequalities. A recent opinion poll found that a growing number of non-Indigenous Canadians believe Indigenous people experience discrimination on a regular basis as much as or worse than that faced by other minorities. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribes and Native groups are observing a day of prayer for sacred sites. On Friday, Native people recognized Snoqualmie Falls in Washington State as a sacred place to protect. The tribal gathering place has long been used for prayer and healing. The site is listed on the National Register of Historic Places as a traditional cultural property. In Colorado, the Native American Rights Fund held an event this morning, which included a moment of silence in honor of the many sacred places being threatened, damaged, or destroyed. A National Day of Prayer for Native sacred sites is held annually in June. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
If you or a loved one suffer from alcohol addiction, hear how recovery is possible from those who've had their day one at nativenews.net. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. On this month's Musical Spotlight, we welcome back a familiar voice from the Native music family. Over the years, he's brought us songs that have made us feel, and at times laugh. And his music has made many journeys around the world into people's homes and some of the sweetest concert venues on the planet. Each time, Robert Mirabal, a Native musician from Taos Pueblo, lends his voice and artistry, there is something special that's brought to life. And today we get to hear what he's up to and what he's putting his heart into. It is an album called The River, and many of the compositions have melodies that tell a story with distinct musical settings that encourage listeners to break away to an energetic place. And it is also a collaboration with the string group Ethel. And you'll get to take in some of this sound in just a moment. Also today, the musicians are helping us create a path to the river directly to you. When you dial into our toll-free number, 1-800-99-NATIVE or 1-800-996-2848, you may be eligible to receive a copy of Robert and Ethel's CD. We're giving them away to our first 10 callers, and we look forward to adding your voice to our monthly musical spotlight. And it's always a pleasure to hear your feedback on the music we're sending out over these Native airwaves. And let's go ahead and bring in the gentleman on the line today from Taos Pueblo is Grammy Award-winning artist Robert Mirabal. And Robert is an enrolled member of Taos Pueblo, where he raises his girls and cares for his crops. It's our pleasure to welcome Robert back to the hour. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good, especially putting my ears on this music. And we're glad you're here with us, and you've brought a friend. Joining us from Manhattan, New York, is Ethel member Ralph Ferris. He's a founding member and artistic director for Ethel, and he is a violist. It's our pleasure to have Ralph here with us, too. Ralph, welcome to the hour.
Hi, Tara. Such a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much.
Indeed. Well, gentlemen, I want to hurry up and get to this music because it is so beautiful and full of so much story. And let's go ahead and open up the story a little and tell folks just a little bit exactly what this album is about and how it was born. Robert, go ahead and start us off.
This project has been ongoing talk, you know, for the last 4 years. My relationship with Ethel began with a commission through the Brooklyn Academy of Music with various artists, and from that point we just we created a pretty amazing chemistry together. And me, I never expected it because these guys are professional, high class. What I call them is they read notes and they know how to read notes. I don't. But they really appreciated the things that I said and things that where I came from. And so we have talked about doing some projects, and we were just finished a tour called Music of the Sun. And we toured that around the States, and then we thought, let's do something together. And we started talking about river and the importance of water, river, rain, any kind of moisture. And so last year they came to Taos, and we recorded the whole album here on the Pueblo. And the inspiration is rivers around the world, but mainly it was just walking outside my door and putting your feet or laying into the Rio Pueblo. And the inspiration is based on something global and the things that we are the extreme importance of water. And I really believe that indigenous seeds as well as water and fresh water is what the new gold is. In the next 10 to 20 years, people are going to realize how much we've wasted all that stuff. And so this is kind of our way of offering, through artistic works and artistic expression, our own political view of how important water is.
Sure, and it's something that deserves a lot of spotlight. And Ralph, anything you want to add?
Our work with Robert has been eye-opening, to say the least. It's I would also say spirit-opening. We've been on the road in this Music of the Sun program for, four years or so. It has been a distinct honor to share in this real gift of performance with Robert. He's opened us to something that that we always had access to and didn't really realize was present, and that's the idea of ceremony as we are in performance. As classically trained musicians, we would play in all sorts of contexts, be it in a symphony orchestra or a chamber concert, or I like to reference religious ceremonies. You know, sometimes you play for a wedding or perhaps a funeral. And for me, it had always been in a funeral or memorial service context that I always felt that I had access to the utilitarian concept of being a musician, that when I was able to play for somebody in mourning, for a family when they were at their most intense feeling of missing and yearning and love, in those memorial contexts, I always felt that I was actually making a contribution musically. Uncle Billy really loved Danny Boy. Please play Danny Boy for him. And so when I would play Danny Boy, I actually had a sense that I was making a difference. But it was only in those rare moments that I felt, okay, I'm doing something of use here. What Robert actually did for Ethel and what he does in his world already is he's bringing ceremony to the stage every time he picks up his flute, every time he speaks, every time he sings, every time he plays a drum, every time he dances. There's ceremony in all of Robert's expression. And he brought that to us to understand that as we're standing on stage with him, we are in fact part of something much larger, and we are in fact part of ceremony. And it is a tremendous gift to us to open that to us and to have us realize that we're in fact part of something much greater than ourselves.
Very nice. Well, let's go straight to the music. Folks, this month we have invited Robert Mirabal and the group Ethel to our airwaves to hear more about their project, The River. We're going to start off with one of their songs. This is Peace Calls, and we are also sharing it directly with you right here on our airwaves, and we're also giving away some of these CDs. Here we go.
Oha yamek sa kwa munau haya hayoy haya yoy haya. Oh, hi, Yamek, Sakwa Munau, hi.
This is Peace Calls off of the album The River by Robert Mirabal and Ethel. And we got folks on the line connected to the music. And how are you connecting to it? Call in and tell us about it. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we are also sharing this CD with our first 10 callers today. So let's go ahead and open up these phone lines and hear what people have on their mind. We're going to start off with Amy in Idaho listening online. Amy, thank you for your call. And what do you think about this music?
I absolutely love it. I've been listening to Robert's music since 2001 when I saw his special on PBS. And ever since, I've been hooked on his music.
I can see why. Amy, thank you for giving us a ring. And folks, you can give us a ring too and tell us what you think about the music. 1-800-996-2848. And Robert, you got a fan. Just even, you know, marking how far back your music has been connecting all of our nations. Anything you want to share, Robert?
Well, you know, I'm really appreciative of my fan base. And I've always felt like, when I started in my 20s, that I thought, I want to create music that I'm going to play when I'm 50 or 60 years old. And it's been, I've been at this for the last 30 years, and I never thought that I would be where I'm at today. I mean, my whole life is based around music and art and culture, and had the opportunity to travel so many different places and meet some beautiful, beautiful people. And so I'm really honored to have fans that have that I met when I was in my 20s, people that I met in my 30s, and people that I met in my 40s. And so it's really been an amazing journey for me. And so I really honestly do appreciate the people that I've have created a relationship with, whether it's just buying a CD or actually meeting them in person.
Sure. And Robert, this album, along with Ethel, I think is a really exciting chapter, just spending time with the music and hearing how far you've taken sound. It's some really good stuff. And speaking of that good stuff, let's talk a little bit about what we just heard. Anything you want to share, Robert?
That particular song, Ancana, was created during the PBS special. And Ancana in Tiwa means my mom, and it's an honoring to the mother. And I grew up in an all-woman family, and we wanted to use this particular track because we consider the river to be the veins of our mother, the acequias, the ditches, all these different things that have clogged up the veins. We want to release, let them go, release them, and clean them through a prayer of song and through the prayer of the mother. And I think as Pueblo people, we all understand the importance of what those acequias are. And we've been faced with so many different controversial and political aspects of who owns the water and the fight for water. And so this is based on understanding who and what we are and how we communicate to the mother as, you know, Ancana, the mother of all the rivers. And the song starts out with a song that I learned from an old man from Picaris, and then it goes into my daughters are singing a song that is based on the medicine to the morning song when the water comes into the teepee and they offer the water to the people, and it's all based on prayer. Dorothy sings a song that she where was she when she learned that particular song, Ralph? Are you there, Ralph?
Ralph, go ahead.
The Hermitage Artist Retreat. And Robert, it was, I think it was December of 2014 that we were all together down there. We were looking at the Gulf of Mexico and taking in the beauty of that just gorgeous corner of the earth and building the music together. And Dorothy, the cellist, she started building three voices all by herself. She had this this drone note that she was playing on her cello, and then she started together to sing and add a melody that on her cello. So the voice that she was providing and her cello were together creating this gorgeous sonority. And what we found was that as Dorothy built that that just beautiful, peaceful, well, she called it a peace call, we were able to welcome in individual songs from all of us, from the entire group. So we have Robert's prayer song, we have his girl singing, I believe, in Navajo at that point, and then Kip is singing a love song. Kip, one of the violinists in the group, he's singing a love song to his wife in Korean. And Corey is singing a beautiful intoned chant. Corey is one of the other fiddle players. And I'm singing a song in Georgian, a melody that a friend of mine and I wrote in 1988 on a peace tour in the former Soviet Republic. So you put those all together, and we have this tapestry of just flowing, rich love and peace. And yes, it was all born on a beach in Florida, in a beautiful artist retreat. And we cannot thank the Hermitage enough for allowing us to come and build our work together. And from that great river of the Gulf of Mexico, all the way to the Rio Pueblo. Really beautiful, beautiful time.
Yes, and the layering in there is just so exciting, and it's great to hear where all of that came from. And we are definitely celebrating being able to put it on the airwaves. And folks, if there's anything you'd like to share, 1-800-996-2848. Robert and Ralph, we got folks on the line. And go ahead, Robert.
Nahua is a tribe in northern Mexico. And they're also related to the Tarahumaras, who are also a corn people that have an amazing connection to the original medicines that have traveled just like water. The Kai was the Comanches and the Cheyennes and the Pueblo people. And so it's interesting where your children are going to go. And just like water, you just got to let them go and see where it leads. And I've been blessed with amazing, amazing girls that are latching onto culture in so many different ways. And I think part of what River is about is to connect to what is our true source. What is our true source, and how can we actually lift up that true source so that it does affect and inspire the world?
Indeed. And it's inspiring listeners right now. And gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Amy, or actually another caller coming in today. We have Gregory in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Gregory, thank you for your call. And go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, cool. I'd like to thank you all for all the drum beats that express the heartbeat of the land that we all share. And once upon a long time ago, I had a video, but then the VHS ate it all up there, doggone it. I just want to say thank you all and continue expressing.
Okay. All right. Thank you for thank that. You. Thank you, Marion. Or thank you, Gregory. And now let's go ahead and bring in another caller. We're going to say hello to Marion in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Marion, thank you for your call. And go ahead. You're on air.
Greetings, this is Marion. Good luck. And I remember you from many years ago. You're still wonderful. I loved what you did when you performed on your own. I saw you on Mountain Street near the museum in Albuquerque, and we took my family, and we just were just in awe. And I'm so glad to hear that you're still performing. And I'm working on a domestic violence shelter for Native American women here in Albuquerque. And maybe we can help each other and put on a concert. So I can't wait to hear your music more and more. And good luck in the future. And God bless you and all your family. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. And gentlemen, any words you want to share?
Well, you know, as musicians, it's we affect so many different people. And in so many different places, we just never know. And so once again, I'm really appreciative of the callers and, you know, their blessings. And we hope to just keep on going and create the vitality of art through our music.
Indeed. And this is a unique opportunity to not only hear the latest from Robert Mirabal, but also be introduced to another style of music. And Ralph, as we introduce you into our circle here, is there anything you want to tell folks so they can get acquainted a little more too to Ethel?
Yeah, sure. It's really Robert who has welcomed us to his world and to his sound, and it is such a great gift for us. We come open-eared and open-hearted. That's where we all started our work 18 years ago. And it was Robert who had his antenna out, really. He was looking for a space to find a new sound. And what we did was we found a common ground, this European traditional string music found a space to work as a supporting bed, if you will, for the sound and power of Robert. Likewise, we feed off of each other. He will bring melody that we will complement, that we will turn into another space. We'll bring it into a new rhythmic space or sonic environment. And it's really through Robert's original invitation to really come to play together, we were able to find a space that became just a real joy to live in. We have been blessed to work with many Native American peoples through our years. For many years, we were residents at the Grand Canyon Music Festival, working with Navajo and Hopi students, and then we've also worked with Chickasaw students, working with composer Jared Impechacha Tate there, and working on Navajo Nation with Raven Chacon and Michael Begay.
And those are all huge names in Native music, and it's exciting to hear this kind of collaboration, especially the way Ethel is connecting to our Native nations. We're going to continue to hear more, folks, but we want you to join us right after this break. Radicalized is used to describe people who turn discontent with the government and turn it into violent action. It's normal to have healthy skepticism towards government policy or elected officials. But where is the line between the two? When does a person's actions turn radical? Join us for this discussion on the next Native America Calling.
I was a broken human being. I drank to take away the pain, and I used it as an escape. I had many day ones, but the very last day one for me was cathartic. I just knew I had to quit. I needed to be there for my children. And when I'm drinking alcohol, I'm not there for them.
Find out how you can start your day one at NativeAmericaCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And for decades, our program has connected you with many people from across the indigenous planet, including numerous Native musicians. Today, we've welcomed Grammy-winning artist Robert Mirabal from Taos Pueblo back to tell us more about his latest collaboration with the group Ethel. An acclaimed musician, Ralph Ferris of Ethel, is also with us today, too. And in the first half, they've helped us to open the door to their project, the album called The River. and it features the moving sounds of strings and makes dips into one of our tribal nations as well as others. And we'll hear more from this 15-track CD in just a moment. But before we go any further, here's a reminder. Today, when you call in and you're one of the first 10 callers, to make it on air, you will receive a complimentary copy of The River, courtesy of Innova Recordings. And our phone lines are open now, and you can give us a ring at 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And with us today from Taos, Pueblo, is Robert Mirabal. And in Manhattan, New York, we have Ethel member Ralph Ferris. And of course, if you'd like to talk directly to him, call in right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. We're going to go ahead and take a call and say hello to Kobe in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Kobe, thank you for your call. And go ahead, you're on air.
This is beautiful music. Thank you so much for having this program today, Tara. I have a question. I'm new to New Mexico, and I am working with a patient from the Kiowa Pueblo, and I want to know if the music from Taos, the Tiwa Pueblo, would they be offended if I had my patient use the music from Taos?
All right. And Robert, what are your thoughts?
I'm not sure. I'm on what level would you use the music? Just turn the CD on and then you just massage, or I'm not quite sure.
This fellow is intellectually challenged and physically handicapped. And his dad gave him a ceremonial drum. And I would really like to use some Native American music for him to use the ceremonial drum on his front porch or in his living room or something. And so I'm having a hard time finding the right kind of music that would work with him. And so I don't want to offend one pueblo by using music from another pueblo.
You know, I mean, music is for the world. Music is like a child. Once it's going on its journey, it's going to take on whatever form it's going to take on. And when I first started playing music, I started using some of my language, Tiwa, and Kewa is Santo Domingo, so that's a whole other language. And they have ceremonies that they have, and we have ceremonies that we have that, you know, that I've never dabbled in that. You know, I've always just used social stuff. And social songs, children's songs in my work, and, you know, it could help. I mean, you never know. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music that can enlighten the body and the mind and the spirit to connect to wellness and vitality. And so try it. You'll never know. Just try it.
And, you know, Robert, what you say about, you know, the music being for everybody, it's really strong. And I think some of the compositions here in this album also speak about a blending of nations. And Kobe, we do appreciate your call. And I also suggest connecting with the people right there in the community. Kewa has a very vibrant community and many people who connect through the music. And so that'd be my suggestion as well. And Robert, speaking of infusing your music with connections to your own home community, is there anything you'd like to share about, you know, where we find the Taos in this album?
You know, I guess as I'm getting older and more mature, I'm really seeing how the community has changed from when I was a young man. And the old timers aren't there, the hardcore ones aren't there. And you know, life isn't bought. You don't buy this life. And that the sad thing about it is that one day that line is going to be drawn on us, and we're gonna fade away. And so, I want to create music that is not just inspirational in my family or in my little community, but all over the world. And I feel that the wellness of one man or the wellness of one woman is the wellness of us all. And the music that I want to create is to open ears. And sometimes we, just as human nature is, we don't want to listen and we don't want to hear what's going on. But I think for me, you know, I fought many different battles in my own psyche about how to create music and what kind of expressions to use. And so I've seen it all. I've experienced so many different levels, and I feel like who I am as a musician today is based on the experiences that I've seen, everything from the negativity to the positivity of my own community as well as the world.
Let's take some more of that music in. We're going to go now to the track "En Kana," right here on Native America Calling, and we are featuring the album "The River" by Robert Mirabal and Ethel. And again, it is our music maker, and we are visiting with Robert Mirabal and Ralph Ferris of the group Ethel, and we're talking about the album they've come together on, The River. And if there's anything you'd like to share, 1-800-996-2848 is the number, and we are also giving away some of these CDs, and looks like we've got 6 of them left, and all you have to do is participate on air. And our number again, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's hear now from Idaho Falls. We're going to hear from Erlene, listening on KISU in Idaho. Erlene, thank you for calling, and go ahead, share your thoughts.
Well, thank you for this beautiful music. I never had any idea there was so much Native music that was accessible to my ear. This is just stunning. And thank you. I look forward to your music programs every time they come up. Thank you.
Arlene, it is our pleasure to have you telling us about it. And folks, you can tell us about it too. And let's go back to this song. This is "En Kana" off of The River.
Thank you.
And Ralph, we're going to turn to you to hear your take on this song that we just heard and just exactly what we heard. Go ahead, Ralph.
Ankana is a piece we've been, a song we've been playing for, Robert, I guess it's about 3 years or something we've been playing that with you now. Robert wrote this incredibly gorgeous, very simple, straightforward melody. And it originally appeared again in Sarasota, Florida, on one of our touring programs of Music of the Sun. And we have traditionally, when we performed it live, we have invited the audience to join us on the Ankana line, and the audience singing along with us, it gives us this beautiful bass as we continue on. We repeat the melody with the complete verse, and then we all improvise in between the melody as we grow and build into this gorgeous climax, singing to Mother. It's a magical melody, and really underscores for me the genius of and the straightforwardness of Robert's music. It's just a remarkable, beautiful composition. And for us, it highlights exactly this new space that we are so very happy to occupy with Robert. It is truly a melding of our worlds. You have Robert's gorgeous, straightforward, pure sound from Taos Pueblo and his entire world of experiences, melded with a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of minimalist tradition, and then European string sound, all of us singing together, all of us playing our instruments together, and we've created this new space that Robert always says has never been touched before. And we're so very honored and proud to be part of that with him and to create this new sound with him.
Thanks for sharing that, Ralph. Let's take a call. We're going to hear now from Carol in Durango, Colorado, listening on KSUT. Carol, thank you for your call, and go ahead. You're on air.
Thanks. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm on my way to the airport to leave the area, but I heard the music, and it's so beautiful. I had to pull over to get information about it. I just absolutely adore it. I love ambient music and alternative music, and this is really special.
Very nice. Well, Carol, we wish you safe travels, and you'll have a surprise waiting for you, perhaps, when you get back. Again, folks, if there's anything you want to share, 1-800-99-NATIVE. What do you think about the latest from Robert Mirabal? Call in and tell him. 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And speaking of the diversity on this album, Robert, there's one that features some of your spoken word or poetry coming from you. Anything you want to share, we're going to share it with the folks. But go ahead and set it up. We have Sky Watchers ready to share.
These were, I had written a bunch of different, I love the written word, and I love the spoken word, and always have. And so I wanted to, in reference to river and what it meant. And so I wrote several different pieces, and this is one of them that comes out. Sky Watchers is based on the ancient ones. You can call them Kachinas, you can call them whatever names they have, gods, whatever. The ones that are watching us, and they talk about the sky rivers, and these are just visions that I've had, of sky rivers that are drying out. There's rivers here, but we never think of the sky as a river, but there are sky rivers. And my grandpa always used to go to the southeast side. He said, if the rain hits on this southeast part of our mountain, then it's sure to come. But if it circles around, that means there's anger in the community. So there's anger in the societies, there's anger in families, and so at that point, there has to be on this solstice year. I mean, this solstice eve, that we need to create more ceremony. We need to bathe in the river. We need to pray a little bit more. We need to smile a little bit more. And Sky Watchers is just one of those pieces that kind of is a fair witness place, a place of prophecy.
All right, and this is off of the river, this is Sky Watchers.
The Sky House. The Keeper of the Rain. The sky is our other house. Our calendar lives in the sky with the rain. When you want to know when, the sky will tell you. When to plant, when to go for salt, when to dance, when to hunt. Not so many sky watchers anymore. Not so many want to know the when anymore. So when's the last time you saw the sky at night? The moon, she murmurs, "My love, where have you gone?" The stars, they talk and they gossip, "Where has he gone?" And every once in a while you see a star runner stalking across the night sky, streaking across the night sky, taking a message somewhere for someone who is watching the night sky. Secrets. Lots of secrets.
This is another track off of The River, our featured album by Robert Mirabal and Ethel. Let's go to the phone lines. We have JoJo in Telluride, Colorado, tuned in on KSJD. JoJo, thank you for reaching out. And go ahead, share your thoughts.
Well, I'd just like to say hello to Robert and to Ralph and let you know that I think this is a beautiful compilation with respect to the mother, and I love hearing you out there still. Thank you.
All right, JoJo, thank you for your call. And folks, this will be in our archive too if you want to hear this program again. NativeAmericaCalling.com is where you find it. Let's go ahead and go to another call. We have Mayor in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Mayor, thank you for your call, and go ahead, you're on air.
Thank you, Tara. I just wanted to call quickly and say how much I'm enjoying the show, and listening to Robert and Ralph talk about their collaborative, creative process is really inspiring to me as a musician. And thank you for your offering to the mother. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right, Mayor. Thank you for your call. We're going to go now to Larry in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Larry, thank you for your call. And go ahead, share your thoughts.
Yes, Robert, I just wanted to thank you for this new album. And I saw you at Globalkirky several years ago. And my question was if you had any dates planned in the area with this new group and if you possibly might do Globalkirky again.
All right, Larry, thank you for your call. And Robert, where do folks see you and when are you getting back with Ethel?
We don't have any dates planned in the Southwest with this group. And hopefully we'll get some bookings that will bring us out. And I have, I guess you just got to check the Mirabal.com. or Facebook sites and all these social media, blah, blah, blah. But I'll be in Taos. I'm trying to just stick it out through the summer as much as I can. I've been traveling a lot. And just check the social media site, robertmirabal.com or Robert Mirabal on Facebook. And thank you, Larry. Thanks for your support. And we'll do the best we can.
All right. Thank you for that. And Ralph, where can people also connect with Ethel? Is there any good spots?
Yes, ethelcentral.org. And that's just like Grand Central, but Ethel, like your Aunt Ethel. So ethelcentral.org. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if you look for Robert, you'll see connections to us there. Likewise, if you look for us, you'll see connections to Robert there. We will be touring throughout the country with this program. Dates are still in the works. We're looking at Red Wing, Minnesota, I believe. A few other dates in the works. We are actually, with luck, going to be touring Europe in the fall. Actually, next season, I think. Next season and then the year after that. We're going to be in Connecticut a couple times, Minnesota, as I had said, and with luck, we'll get back to the Southwest really quickly. We're also going to be playing in New York City with Robert, I believe, in November, I think it is. So we're bringing the message out there as best as we can, and with your continued support and continued listening, we are thrilled to be there with you all.
All right, thank you for that. We got one more call we're going to bring in. Let's say hello to Ned in Spokane, Washington. Ned, thank you for your call, and go ahead, you're on air.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Robert, I've enjoyed your music. What first got me hooked was Music from a Painted Cave. Man, it just sucked me right in. It's outstanding. I listen to it often, and previous musics as well. And what you're playing today has such deep rooted for every living thing on the planet. We're all connected. I also have a little radio show on a community radio station here in town for 13 years, and your music, along with Robert Two Hawks, number of good people, wind up on my show. So keep on bringing the hits. Thank you very much.
All right, Ned, thank you for your call there in Spokane, Washington. And Robert and Ralph, we're getting ready to round out the hour here, but there's so much more. We barely touched on the surface when it comes to what we find in this album, The River. Anything else you want to let people know what they'll find when they pop this CD in or let the music flow out of their speakers? Let's start with you, Ralph.
Robert and Ethel have truly become family. Robert has welcomed us into his home, into his life, into his pueblo, and he has welcomed us to a space that is for us truly sacred. What we are looking to share and what we feel we've put together here with this record is a sense of that love and that commitment and the joy in being together as family. We are blessed and honored to be a part of it, and we are thrilled to be sharing it with the world. Thank you all, and thank you, Robert, and your beautiful family.
All right, thanks for that, Ralph. And Robert, anything more you want people to know about The River?
The River is based on all of us, our connection to who and what we are and where we're going. And I'm just really appreciative of my fan base. And I'm also appreciative of my children, Aspen, Kona, and Masa Mirbal, who are interspersed within the whole album. And it's make sure to me that we honor who and where we come from. And that is what I wanted to create for this. And I also wanted to thank you, Tara, for and the station, and for all the people that are just out there listening. If you have a bad day, pop this CD in and flow with it. Thank you very much.
Definitely. It can take you different places. And gentlemen, I do appreciate both of you being on the line with us and giving us another opportunity to take a look at our Native Nations through the music. And we will definitely continue to take a look at this album throughout the year. Folks, if you didn't know, every day we share a bit of music coming from our Native Nations right in the middle of the show. And if you'd like to find out just who we're playing, you can always go to our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. We list our break music so you can connect with more Native music, and you will definitely be finding The River in our playlist. And thanks again to both Robert Mirbal and Ralph Ferris of Ethel for joining us today and sharing this great music. Also thanks to Innova Recordings for providing CDs to our listeners today. And again, if you'd like to hear the show one more time, you can find it in our archives on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. And join us again tomorrow for another lively conversation right here on our Electronic Talking Circle. And visit our website to find out what we have planned for the entire week. There you can also sign up for our newsletter. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Our senior producer is Monica Brain. Andy Murphy is our associate producer. And Roman Garcia engineered today's show. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer of National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood, and we look forward to inviting you back tomorrow, the rest of the week, the rest of the year, to celebrate with us as well the ability to share Native voices throughout the country. And also a bit of a belated birthday to Native America Calling. We are celebrating another year on air, and we're glad you've been here with us as well. We'll be back tomorrow.
Celebrate the culture of Native tribes throughout the nation at the Coeur d'Alene Tribal Encampment Powwow, Jalayamsh, July 22nd through the 24th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Featuring traditional drummers, dancers, a horse parade, arts and crafts, food vendors, and more, all are welcome to experience the largest outdoor powwow in the Northwest, Jalayamsh, July 22nd to the 24th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Info at jalayamsh.com. This program supported by the Peace Corps, the government agency sending thousands of volunteers to live and work alongside people in more than 60 countries worldwide. The Peace Corps will allow you to share your unique cultural heritage and promote world peace and friendship. We have rewarding work opportunities around the world in education, health, agriculture, environment, and business. It will change your life and the lives of others. More information available at peacecorps.gov. That's peacecorps.gov.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kowanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.